Yeah, we break the reverence of the whites traditions. Yeah, we're breaking whites from tradition.
Like, you've never been to school and you've only seen movies. So, like, what? So, I did go. I'm going to war.
We walk in. Are you walking in? Like, you're the jock, right? You're the jock.
When Polynesians aren't there, people have no idea. In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, I got called the N-word because they were like,
we don't know what to say.
They didn't know what to yell at me.
Welcome to a new episode of Let's Get Fired. I'm Drew.
I'm Quinn.
Yeah. And today we have David Patikin.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Local improviser.
And, yeah.
And yeah. He travels for work.
And travels for work.
And I got to travel for work.
Mm-hmm.
Which is big
freaking
time.
Disneyland, dude.
Gosh.
Freaking San Francisco.
Well, you went to Disneyland?
Shiztown, USA.
Damn.
There's shiz all over that city.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You see it in person?
I did see one log. Mm-hmm. I saw one long log, dude, of shiz. It looked like a branch. It was.
You'd
on
almost
the ground.
Kind of be like sad if you didn't see it. You go all that way to San Francisco.
Yeah, it's like going to Philly and not getting a cheesesteak.
Yeah,
or getting stabbed.
Yeah. You got to go see the Giants play, and you got to see shiz on the streets.
Yeah, then you get the whole experience. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's very fun. Yeah, we've been friends with David for years. He's a legend of the industry. Yeah,
maybe nicest guy I've met in Utah. Yeah. I think Amanda and I ran to it like Harmon's or something.
Yeah.
And Amanda, we were just walking in the parking lot. Amanda was like, I don't know why. That just made my day. Just like waving to David for a second.
I have that effect on people. It's Aloha spirit. It's Hawaiianism.
That's what happens.
That's Hawaiianism.
Yeah, dude.
Hawaiianism.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We just live for the whites, dude. We make the whites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whites love us.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh,
because like they're so happy and chill.
There's so that's the culture.
They're so like boisterous and jolly.
Do you know aloha means a hello and I love you?
Did you know that?
Whoa. And goodbye.
Hey,
they usually miss.
They're making a good use out of that word.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, brothers and sisters, aloha. Dude,
we shortcut. Hawaiians shortcut.
You ever see that? Wait, you ever seen that in church when someone gets up and goes, aloha?
I've only seen that in Utah.
Big thing here. Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Big thing.
Brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Starts brothers and sisters, aloha. And it's the only time the crowd responds.
That's what I was just about to say. So there's an effect. The Hawaiianism, like, it's captured our souls.
Yeah, we break the reverence of the whites' traditions.
Yeah,
we're breaking whites from tradition.
Well, also, because there's so many people that, like, you know, you're having your family reunion or something in a pavilion, and then you look over at a Polynesian family reunion, and you're like, that's way better. They're having way more fun.
It's very much easier to tell that, they have four different kinds of meat, and they're having fun.
In a full, like... I went, so here's a fun sentence to say is BYU tailgate, because it's like, you know, like they don't really, it's not really, I don't like, I don't, they're not doing anything.
It's like hot dogs.
They're just out there like kids running around and like, you know, drinking swig. But I was walking past it one time and I saw this like Polynesian tailgate and they had a full pig on a spit. And I was like, yeah, I'd go to that.
Yeah,
like, I don't need to drink.
I'll pig. Dude, that was actually just a woman breastfeeding.
It was. You saw,
yeah. It looked like a roasted pig, but it was a woman breastfeeding.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh my. I was like, I'm so hungry. And then she was like, aloha.
She's like, aloha. Yeah. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, it was very, very fun. So anyways.
Yeah, dude, we should Bill's Mafia, the BYU tailgate, show up, bring the White Claw, jump through tables.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm bringing the Diet Coke. Yeah, yeah, dude, jump through. We have like a table that looks like just like a missionary tag and just like jump through that. But no, it's very exciting. And so, David, we always, they would start this off, we need to let you know this is actually an interview for a job.
Oh yeah, I'm in desperate need of a job.
Yeah, so this is an interview for it.
Yeah, to see if we would hire you or not.
Here.
Yeah, no, here. Let's get fired.
Yeah, we have a let's get fired company. Yeah, it's a business. Yeah. It's a business.
And you want it? Yeah. It's a good job.
Well, my biggest weaknesses are I try so hard.
Okay, we like that.
And I care too much.
Okay.
No. That's pretty big.
Those are. Yeah.
Pretty big red flags.
Those are rough weaknesses. It's hard to get over that.
Yeah, and this is not a normal job interview where it's like, oh my god, you show up on time. It's like, what are the vibes? You know, are you fun? You know, like if you're a drug addict, that's not gonna hurt you.
Yeah, it's not gonna hurt you.
Yeah,
also might not help.
Exactly. It just depends on what kind of addict you are.
I can be very fun. I play on my phone. Okay. And I'll show you
videos. I'll
show you memes sometimes. I'll do this and I'll say, see, isn't that funny?
If you had a meme locked and loaded,
that isn't that funny? You see that?
You see that?
That's funny.
Look at the way he said the N word right there. Isn't that cool?
You said the N word?
Yeah.
Dang, I missed it. I was trying to get that out of you guys.
Dude, I know. Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll
brothers
keep
and sisters.
I wonder if that would work.
Dude, Polynesians, that's another one. We do that.
I've heard it multiple times.
Say it more than they do.
How are they going to get mad at you?
I used to do an open mic at a Kava lounge in Provo, and the guy who ran it would say it all the time.
It's so scary.
You'd also, it was funny because he'd say that all the time, and then he'd be like, he would be like 3 gallons deep into a bowl of Kava, and he'd be like, Donald Trump's pretty sick, right, guys?
And they're drinking the coffee and like, dude, this is like, it's not alcohol, man. Like, it's totally fine. And my bishop's okay with it. Like, it's nothing that's like, that's a weird thing.
Recovering. So that guy was crazy because he played football at the U,
mm-hmm.
Got into a drunk driving accident while at the U on a motorcycle.
Oh, dude.
And had a career ending injury, got addicted to heroin. And then used Kava to get clean. And that's why his Kava bar was called Rekava for recovery.
Well, Rekava?
Yeah,
Rekava. You know, oh, brother, Rekava.
Rekava.
Oh, brother, you're addicted to drugs. You drink too much drugs. And then, Rekava, brother. Hey,
bruv, you come here right now. Come here.
Bruv. Had a job.
Oh, brother, you drink Rekava.
Kava over here.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's good. That is good. Actually, that's so good.
You know, I take back my criticism of this guy.
He can say the N word.
Sounds like he really found his way. You know, he found what worked. I feel bad.
Dude,
now
he's sorting through names. He's like, nah, Kava. Nikava. Nah, Rekava.
There we go. Yeah.
Every flavor of the Kava is just a different iteration of the N word.
I'll have the
hard R.
Yeah. Thanks. I'll have that one too.
You know what? Not for me though. I'll have the purple drink.
Purple rain.
Purple Rekava drink. No, anyway, so we're having fun. Okay. What were we talking about?
No, it's a job interview. Yeah. So let's start with your education.
Okay.
What's the highest level of education you had?
Well, high school, basically.
Hell yeah, dude. Me too.
But I didn't. It was high school only.
Okay. Not like some college.
College or even grade school.
Oh, really?
Just high school.
I went to just high school.
Oh, so no, like...
I did go to a little bit of college, but just for fun. It was just for fun. I had FAFSA, and I was like, dude, let's go learn this shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go see this shit, dude.
Yeah.
Trying to hear about some college
shit. Wait, so you didn't go to, like, elementary school or nothing?
I didn't.
So, wait, were you just homeschooled?
I was homeschooled, but my mom didn't do the school.
She's drinking coffee.
Wait, so how was high school?
I was way scary at first
because
I had all these like movies for reference.
Yeah.
To be like,
watching Mean Girls.
I've been watching Mean Girls.
Like
90s
movies.
Yeah, 90s like, high school movies were time to be afraid
of jocks throwing kids in the lockers.
Exactly.
Like,
that's
what you're watching Donnie Darko? Like, this is what happens?
Yeah. I was like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
So I was way scared. Went to school. Had to learn the alphabet. Had to learn how to tell time.
Well, that
hey,
there was a lot of shit, dude. I had to learn words.
My wife
letters.
Can't tell time on an analog clock.
Yeah, dude, I got that bitch beat, dude.
Dude,
I can do that.
Lock that one down at age 18,
dude. I figured that out when I was I was 17. Figured that shit out.
Yeah,
tell your wife to grow up, dude.
Sorry, dude. I'm so much 5-star athlete.
But yeah, dude, it was wild. So. Yeah, just high school. I have a 4-year degree.
So were you like going in?
I mean,
I have a 4-year degree, freshman.
So junior. Elementary school, middle school, you
sophomore,
don't,
junior.
Don't need it.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
Yeah.
Honestly, you don't.
Don't need it.
And
I
so
do
like,
I do feel like that. I'm in kind of like just as good a position as anybody else.
You are. You're in a great position.
I'm in a good position.
And you're way more fun to talk to than a lot of people that have graduate
dude,
degrees.
Dude, I do think that, you know. Dude. School's for conditioning, dude.
Yes.
I'm on my mom's side. It was way when I was like scared to read in front of the whole class in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why'd my mom do this to me? But then now I'm like on my mom's side. I'm like,
see, I will say right. though, learning how to read, that's a pretty good one to know though. Before high school, like knowing the alphabet before high school.
I actually take the reading.
Dude, you're just walking around. Like you're 13 bullshit, and you're like walking around like, what are all these symbols?
Yeah, dude, reading.
Dude, there is a comedian who had a bit about that. He's like, dude, books suck. He's like, you watch a movie and you like the movie because it has like explosions and people will say like the book was better. He's like, it's not. It never is.
It is. You sound like a guy who hasn't really read a lot of books.
No.
No, dude.
I'm reading a book right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you reading, dude?
Hans Hermann Hoppe. that's the author. No, it's a nerd book. I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh,
it's
my
embarrassing.
God. No. You can't just change the subject now. What's the name?
Hans
what
Hermann
kind of book
Hoppe?
Is it?
It's
Hans Hermann Hoppe.
It's a Holocaust book, dude.
Dude, it's a... well, it's a guy who survived.
Yeah, no, and he's like, we deserved it.
It's called Democracy, the God That Failed Us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, actually, the 20th century had like the most death and devastation of any period in human history. And mm-hmm. he was like, and that would happen to be when all the empires fell and democracies rose. And he's like, for some reason, people are more likely to commit atrocities when they feel like they are part of the government. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole book. It's like a long book about why democracy isn't necessarily better than what we had going on before. It's interesting. I'm only three chapters in, so I know everything about it.
You know what? You're pushing me to David's mom's side right now.
Yeah, dude. Starting to revise
history.
You
shouldn't read.
You shouldn't read, dude. You should just watch football right now.
Go back to watching just
let's see if the Dolphins make
football.
A field goal, and they do.
I still have not read a book. Never read a book ever.
No, you don't.
Wait, really?
Not a whole book.
Never not even like Junie B. Jones.
No, not. No.
You read
not
like
Jujubes.
So you just read shit for work.
Yeah, basically.
And then just like
my
tweets and
all literary stuff has just been required by jobs to mm-hmm. do. But I don't. I've listened to books.
There you go.
Probably the. Oh. Like I'll listen to audiobooks. Those are pretty good. Those are so good. But I've never physically read a book. And it was a big problem on my mission. They wanted me to read
the Book of Mormon.
Dude. They wanted me to read the Book of Mormon.
What
like, okay, elders, we're going to finish it in 1 month. So let's start. And I'd be like, done. It's done already, dude.
Yeah.
Read it already. I remembered it.
Yeah. So
they said different parts of it.
You guys don't remember it?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't got that committed to memory?
Yeah, I did lie. I lied a lot in seminary in high school.
Hell yeah.
Saying that I did all my reading to get an A, but I
don't know. No, it's easy. No, seminary, you can just. You don't have to do anything.
It was for accessibility.
But they're just like, did you show up?
I have
like,
a condition. Yep. I had a condition I couldn't read, so I was just marking it off.
That's it. Towards the end, they just will pass everyone as long as they show up. They're just like, you're here, so you pass.
True.
Like, but no, so that's so yeah. So high school,
what was like day one? Like you've never been to school and you've only seen movies. So
it
like,
was
what?
Wild. So
are
I
you
did
like,
go.
I'm going to war.
We walk in. Are you walking in like you're the jock, right? You're the jock.
Yeah. Who's the jock, dude? Where's the?
Who's gonna beat me up?
Where's the girl that will make out with anyone?
Yeah,
I saw that on a movie.
Where's the hot girl who acts like she doesn't want me at first, but then over time realizes I'm the actual nice person?
Dude, where's the nerd that I can take her? Glows off and she's hot.
Yeah,
or glasses. I said glows, but I meant glasses. I'm not a pervert.
Yeah, where's the nerd girl who is clearly hot, but we act like she isn't until she takes her glasses off. Yeah,
where's the girl's locker?
Where is it?
I just want to know where it's at.
I don't have nothing. I just because I want to know which one not to go to.
I'm not trying to go there. Just trying to go in there. Yeah. I did go in there one time because someone set off a fire hydrant or a fire extinguisher. Mm-hmm. And got a bunch of this powder in my lungs. I don't know. It's probably not good, but.
Or was that a girl in the locker room spraying you?
Someone just turned it on and it was like super loud and I heard a noise coming out of there.
And oh, she needs me.
I was like, dude, there's smoke. It's smoke. So I walked in there.
You walk into pussies smoke? And then,
I walked into beach.
Dude, pussies
smoke? Find a lady powdering her face.
Yeah.
Just be like, all right, this is my chance.
I knew this
was. I thought it was a fire.
That is,
I didn't know you were
such
naked
a funny
powder
way to
on your face. I thought it was a fire.
That was fire. But while I'm here.
But while I'm here.
While I'm here. my dick is right here. What are you going to do about it?
Get on high school. But the first day of school, I was way nervous. So I barfed before school.
Really?
I like woke up that morning like, oh, ugh, my stomach hurts. So I barfed.
Mm-hmm. Were you like going into it? Were you excited or were you like, this is a bad idea?
I think thinking back on it, like I was kind of, I wanted friends, right? Mm-hmm. I've always been kind of a social person anyway.
Yeah.
And I hated when my friends would leave for school.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd come home at like 3 o'clock and I'd be like, hell yeah, dude. Time to play night games. And they'd be like, we got homework.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, shit, dude.
But I mean, then, that's gotta be like so much fun though in middle school and like elementary school, just not having to worry
to
about
to be at home. I mean, it was fun.
You didn't
for
have
a bit,
to worry about homework or anything.
But it was like, no, I like watched a lot of TV until TV was boring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd like watch as much TV, all the science stuff that I knew. I was pretty good at science, but it was because I was home watching Bill Nye and like PBS and stuff. And but the first day, like I went there, they had me go to like an assessment area. Because mm-hmm. they were going to send me to regular high school and they realized like this kid's never learned anything. So they found a school that like was for bad kids,
mm-hmm.
AKA Mexican kids that don't speak English.
Perfect.
And so like, and then other kids that like trailer park kids that did drugs and smoked and stuff like that. So I showed up to the school and it's like bad kids, but they had more resources for like and lower level classes. So my first class was a reading class. And the lady handed out like the syllabus or not syllabus, the
just like,
disclosure document.
Yeah.
It's that first one you have to like sign.
Uh-huh.
And they're always like a different color than all the other papers. So the lady handed them all out to all the students and she's like, okay, we're going to take turns reading the disclosure document. And she's like, let's start over here. And she points at a kid and he like reads normal. And it gets to me and I'm like looking at the page like, I was like, I can't really read. And she's like, it's okay, just try. And I was like, I mean, I don't know how. Like, I can't
mm-hmm.
read it. And like, she kind of thought I was being a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. So the teacher was like, you can read. Everyone knows a little bit about it. And I was like, bitch, I'm serious. This mm-hmm. is not funny. I can't read. And she's like, fine, if you're going to be that way. And then she came over to the desk and like pointed at the paper and was like, okay. Like read that word and it mm-hmm. was like year and I was like I can't. And then she's like fine. And then she skips to this next kid and the next kid was Mexican and he's like, how about we make a rule? He was like hard, he had a tattoo and everything. And he's mm-hmm. like, his name was Mario. He's like, how about we make a rule where if anybody makes fun of anybody for reading bad, we beat their asses. So rad. Because then it was his turn to read and he couldn't read either.
Mm-hmm.
And then like every like few kids like could barely read. And so I was like, oh shit. Okay. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Like, I'll learn it out.
My,
like
my people.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly thought, no, I thought everyone would know how to read.
It's funny when the teacher thinks you're like punking her or something.
Yeah.
We
go ahead.
Oh no. We had that once when I was in high school. We had a substitute teacher for my one. It was my US history class, but the substitute introduces himself and is like, first he like lays out his resume as if we're going to be impressed and is like, I got a master's degree in Canadian history, and the class booed him. And boo. He's going over the roll call and we have a black kid in our class named Spencer White.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Spencer White. And he's like, here. And he's like, no. He's like, what's your name? He's like, Spencer White. He's like, no.
Oh, so it was like the reverse Key and Peele sketch.
Yeah.
Oh my, that is
it was so funny.
Can't come be on. No way it could be and white.
Jamiroquai. Yeah, obviously.
Yep.
He's like, what's funny about Canadian history? And he was like, so serious. So
what history?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Oh, good times.
I also shout out to whoever, you know, the public education system for saying, let's pump the brakes on throwing him to normal high school right now.
I know.
Because they throw you into like a normal English class and they're like, what's okay? We're going to read the Great Expectations. And you're like, fucking.
I know. I probably would have gotten away with it. Just kind of like, you know, sleeking around.
Was like the internet around. Still like around? Like Spark notes?
The internet was like brand new. Like it was just like kind of starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Like you still had to use like Ask Jeeves and MapQuest and stuff like that. MapQuest was like
we printed out.
You had to print out directions out. And yeah. stuff. But yeah, it was pretty early internet. Like we had internet class.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, you're going to go to internet class.
They go, this is 4chan.
Yeah.
Would you want to find photos of girls shitting themselves?
Yeah.
You come to this website.
To type it. Yeah. They had a typing class.
Oh, yeah. I had a typing class.
In high school?
Middle school.
Yeah. Ours was early enough that they didn't start teaching you typing until sophomore year.
Did you guys have those iMacs that were like the colorful ones?
No, dude. Only the office had that. And we were like, oh, shit. This is
those
so
are
nice.
Cool, though. Like, it's see-through.
Yeah. Yeah.
The colorful Macs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I remember those in like third grade.
If I had that Mac, I would be I'd be like Radiohead.
Dude.
You know, it's like that was the way they sold it. They were like, if you have this, you're an artist. You know, that's all. It's all it takes. Just buy a Mac.
Besides like reading, like what would you say is like the most embarrassing thing that happened in school?
I did pee my pants. In school.
Hell yeah. Hell on. I like
in
that.
High school. So I had to go the whole gamut. Like I had to learn education and learn like school embarrassment, like little kid school embarrassment.
Yeah. I did that in the first grade.
Yeah. I did it.
That sucked. I still like I still think about it. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, they probably think I was such a fucking idiot. Like,
yeah. I had a boner in like gym shorts once, and I in middle school, and I just I'm just so clueless, and I was like, I like dropped something off in a class and only like two guys noticed, but like, dude, what you thinking about? And I was like, stop it. What do you mean? And then mean? And that was the last time I ever wore basketball shorts to school. Yeah. You know, it's all it takes. That's the benefit of shame.
I had a friend, I had a friend who would wear gym shorts so he could jack off in class.
That's
crazy.
I told you I went to a bad kid school, kids that got kicked out of regular schools and like either truancy, family problems and whatever.
I heard of a kid doing that at my school. So it's like it's...
Yeah, I think every school, because that happened at my middle school.
He'd be looking at me. He's like, I'm doing it right now. I'm like, stop telling me that.
Dude, David, keep looking. Stop telling
me that. Look away, dude. Dude, he's like, you can't wait for silent reading time. I'm going to fucking jack off, dude. I'm going to fucking crank my shit inside my pants.
Dude, was there ever any classes or things he was more like, that would kind of get him going more? Because you couldn't look at porn on your phones.
Well, it's hard to know because I was in English with him. And so it was hard to know.
So once you got to like the story of Emmett Till, he's like, here we go.
I would have jacked up. It would have been health class. That's what, jeez. Emmett Till. He's like, oh shit. He whistled out, what? Woo, a lady? Hey, he's just in his mind. He's like, he stopped listening at White Lady. He was like,
oh my God. They threw him into what?
They're like, what? He comes out of it. Jeez. Just like post-cum. He's like, what? What happened?
What? Yeah, fuck.
What happened? It's like, yeah. Oh, fuck.
He died?
See the picture.
He's
like,
died? Oh, oh, shit.
Oh, damn. Shit.
Fuck. Gotta go again.
God damn.
Open casket?
Jesus Christ, dude. God damn. And he starts to ramp up again. He's like, dude, his mom's a badass, dude.
Yeah.
Emmett Till's mom was a badass, dude.
Oh my God.
Terrible. Of course. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure just because he's horned up teenagers back in the day. It's like,
dude, you couldn't stop us.
One thing sets him off.
You couldn't stop us back
and
then,
especially
dude.
Like, yeah, like no internet, nothing like you. It was just like the slightest.
Out of control, dude. There's no freaking seeing girls' underwear that had tight, like short shirts on.
Mm-hmm.
They'd like lean and shit, and you would see the tops of their underwear.
Yeah.
I wanted to jack off too, dude, but I didn't have gym shorts. And if I got caught, I'd be thrown in jail.
Yeah. Because this was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I'm loud. Mostly because I'm loud.
Mm. No, you got to jack off loud.
Oh.
What exactly does that mean? Like how?
I'd be like,
Jesus, like, fuck.
Come on.
Yeah.
That takes verbal coaxing.
My God, you have to like screaming at your dick.
I have to coax it out. I have to coax all of it.
I just want to say that this is exactly the kind of shit that's going to get you hired.
dude, I didn't know if we could swear, but then you guys said the N-word at the beginning. So
yeah, well, it's not a swear word.
No,
it's not a swear word. It's God's word.
Proper English.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot.
Oh, man. So anything fun ever happened? Like, you ever come to school with, like, a manifesto or anything like that?
I did, like, turn, like, the whole school against this lady.
Oh.
Which was fun. Because I started... that was kind of the thing, right? Like, I didn't grow up in school, and so there wasn't like, I grew up with like my mom being like, "You're the best. You're the top dog. You're the best. You don't have to know how to read." Those readers, they're being conditioned to like suck.
Mm-hmm.
You're being cool. You're being awesome. You're the best. You think of cool shit. You learn. You watch TV. You recite those cartoons. You're a badass kid. So I was like amped up and socially, and I think emotionally, I was like way better adjusted than like my friends and stuff when I got into school.
Mm-hmm.
So like I would see them like cry and like freak out and suffer and like be worried about grades and shit. And I'm like, just go talk to the teacher. Talk mm-hmm. to him like a regular adult, a person. So all of that, like socially, I was very well adjusted to like working with adults. Mm-hmm. I like recognized what people wanted and stuff like that. It really was just school stuff that was like an issue.
No.
Which I feel like once you're an adult, school stuff doesn't matter as much.
Yeah.
Like I don't remember how to do algebra.
Like, yeah. No, it's the social stuff that's the most important. That, well, it's definitely one of the most important things. Like learning how to like, you know, talk to people.
Yeah,
no,
I graduated high school with like a 3.98 GPA, like a really high, like magnum cum laude. Now that's a college thing, but like high honors. I graduated with high mm-hmm. honors, A's in all my classes except for like one B minus, mm-hmm. and like perfect attendance and all that shit. And like, it's because I like knew how teachers were there to try to help and wanting like. And I could see that very easily. Like, oh, these people actually are just tired of all of these kids being pieces of shit. So I just have to be a good kid mm-hmm. and try. And they'll give me a good grade.
I had like the opposite of social skills in high school because...
not you.
Yeah, dude, not me.
Yeah, no.
And can you imagine? But no, just like worse than what I am now because like I just was on Adderall. So I was like... And I'm like sensitive to Adderall too. So I was like just straight up tweaking and like laser focused. I like got really good grades, but like it would also shut me down where I couldn't have conversations. Someone would like talk to me and my brain's just like, I'm like zooming out.
Well, dude.
And so like I had no like conversations or anything. Like when during school hours, I didn't have friends. It was sad.
God, dude.
Shit,
man, you should have been at that school he went to.
Yeah, yeah.
I would if I wanted a day off, I would not take Adderall that day. And people like, oh, look, Drew is not like people knew. Dude, Drew's
saying, you just like
because they just, be, like, everybody normal, just thought you had like, autism. Saying hi to everyone.
You just had that quiet autism. That's what they thought. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah.
And then you don't take your Adderall one day, and you're
well,
like,
"Well, it's because they all
this is real life."
They all knew me in middle school. I didn't start taking until halfway through my freshman year
because
I was so stressed about my grades, and I remember I cried to my parents. I was like, I want to go to a good college. I'm trying so hard, but I don't know what's wrong with me. I like, can't. And I was like busting my ass. And then my parents were like, he has ADD. Like that's so they got me to a doctor.
Hey, this
and
kid needs drugs.
The doctor's like, dude, have you thought about meth? And then I was like, let's
do it. Yeah. Do you have it now?
No, I haven't been on Adderall since like 2019. And even when, like after that, I would like, if I got an Adderall prescription, it would last me like a year because I'd only take it like special occasions where it's like today I really need to get shit done. But like day to day use of Adderall, I haven't had since high school.
Dude, wow.
It's a tough one.
Well, I didn't know how like it is like a hard drug. Like, and you don't know that because like as a kid, I'm like, oh, my doctor gave this to me. So this isn't like a real drug. But then, like, the first few hours, you feel this, like, warm, fuzzy feeling in your chest. And, like, now as an adult, I was like, oh, yeah, because I was high.
Yeah. The first couple hours are the best. You're into everything. Everything's amazing. And then once that fades, then you're just a hollow person. And you feel nothing. And you have no motivation.
Have you done Adderall?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
dude. Shit, dude.
No.
You haven't?
No.
You want
to? I don't. You know.
I want to? I mean, I do got a lot of cleaning I got to do. I got to try.
So definitely do that. But then also halfway through the cleaning, you're like, let's watch some like log chopping. And then you start watching that. And then like halfway through that, you're like, also, like, I need to go to the grocery store. And it's just like everything just keeps getting halfway kind of finished.
Dude, shit, it sounds like ADHD. It sounds
what it is.
Well, for me, I was really good staying focused on just homework when I was on it. Mm. So like no video games, no TV. I would like come home, lock myself in my room, do homework.
But like the creativity just gone.
Yeah, you're not
like, emotions, just like all that fun stuff.
It helped with sports. Like, my coaches could tell when I had a football practice, like, on Adderall versus off Adderall. Because you're just, like, lasered focused.
It's freaking conditioning, dude. It's
anyways, crazy. So you go through all that. Fun little high school shit. Did we finish how you convinced a class to turn against a person?
Well, yeah, it was this. There was this girl. She didn't like me very much. Mm-hmm. And, like, she was just, like, an insecure. Like, I see it now, but she was just, like, an insecure girl. She was, like, overweight and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But she was like mean to one of my friends and like would make fun of him. And he's kind of like kind of a little like dude. Mm-hmm. Just like one of the small kids. You know how there's like small kids in high school. It's like they never.
Oh, yeah.
They never hit puberty or whatever. Mm-hmm. They have like some kind of thing. She was mean to him. And so like I just started calling her rhinoceros chick because I was like making fun of her one time. And she kicked backwards at me. And I just like made a rhino noise and it just caught. And her brother tried to beat me up at like a fast food restaurant one night and was like, stop calling my sister that. I'm going to beat your ass. And I was like, dude, she sucks. You know she sucks. And I convinced him. And like, I kind of just knew how to like sway people, right? Mm-hmm. And like, it was a defense to like try to keep myself from getting made fun of or shit like that. I just knew how to kind of like keep myself out of the like spotlight.
It sounds like
I was a big kid. And so I like, there were a few times when like people would make fun of me for being fat and I would just start rumors and try to like ruin their life and shit. So bad. I was in with like everybody, the teachers, the principals and shit like that. Like I was like a fucking mom.
It sounds like your social skills, if it was like a Madden trait, you had it maxed out at 100 in high school.
Exactly. Yeah, I just kind of understood it all.
No, it's like amazing social skills that teeter on like, you know, like some like
sociopath
kind of shit where it's like I see the patterns.
Yeah,
you know,
like I can understand.
But yeah, that's amazing though. So you just flipped everyone against her. You're like, no, you suck. And then you're a rhino. Then, you're a rhino,
like,
bitch.
It just once it would like get out, it would just be kind of the thing.
Damn.
Because like when you get people like laughing about shit, and my reputation got like big because I peed my pants. Like I turned it into a good thing.
Cool thing.
Dude, like I joked about it and it like the teacher wouldn't let me go to the bathroom. And so I just pissed on the floor in the classroom. And because it was a bad kid skid school, they were like, fuck the teachers. Fuck Mr. Tubbies. Fuck Mr. Tubbies. I got to go to the bathroom. Dude. And so they were just like fucking hated authority and all that shit. And so that like just made me. Immediately,
your like, God, did you? Cool, that was you pissing your pants was like a fucking like you're like Che Guevara, yeah, like you know, just I like just,
yeah, like, so like leading the revolution,
yeah. Because I thought it would be embarrassing, but they took it as like a fuck them for not letting
standing
you
on business.
We had during you have lockdown drills.
Yeah, we had those.
Yeah, so during a lockdown drill, they wouldn't let his kid leave the classroom, so he took a shit in the trash can.
Hell yeah,
dude, that's the best.
Dude, that's amazing. Dude,
just smelly shit. Dude. Such a smelly shit.
Oh my God. So, okay. So you make it out of high school.
And then no college.
So I went to a little bit of college. I waited like, I was just kind of messing around for years, for like 3 or 4 years. But then like I got old enough that like my parents' income didn't count toward my report for FAFSA. So, like, they're like, hey, you qualify for FAFSA now. You can go to college for free. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. You can just go to that place for free and see more hot chicks and have fun at school? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, all right. So I went to college for, like, I got my associates. I went there, like.
What school?
UVU.
Hell yeah. Nice. Was it UVU back then or UVSC?
It was UVU.
Oh, really?
So it was like it turned UVU, like, during the time that I was just, like, messing around.
Mm.
And, like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to UVU. That's where I went.
Wolverines.
Dropped out, dude. I'm
Wolverine.
I'm a Wolverine.
Hall of Flags, dude.
I bleed green.
Dude, Hall of Flags, dude.
Hall of Flags. Oh, wait, is that that big hall?
They have a hall where like everyone and like I remember when we were doing orientation, I was like, dude, where's the best place to get chicks, dude? Where can we try to bounce these babes, dude? Mm-hmm. And he said it was the Hall of Flags. And I was like, how do you hit on them? And the guy's like, just ask them where they're from. I'm like 99% of the time they're from Utah.
He'd point to the flag. You from this country?
Dude, where are you from? I'm from Utah. Oh, me too. You want to date?
What are it's
so lame.
What are the chances?
Yeah.
Now, the thing I always took away when they're like, "What's cool about UVU? every building is connected to each other, so you never have to walk outside.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's like they're trying to hang their hat on that. Like, yeah, it's, we're not like other colleges. You're walking outside in the cold. No, dude, walking through these winding caverns.
Walking outside in Rexburg in December.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, Rexburg. Rexburg sucks. So
no.
Yeah, walking outside anytime in Rexburg. Is
Any time you're ever in Rexburg is bad.
Yeah, dude, bitch. No fixing that.
We were there in May and it felt like February.
No, it's horrible. So yeah.
So that wraps up education. So let's go over skills. What would you say is your best skill?
Well, I mean, we talked about social skill, stuff like that. I'm usually great with people. Yeah. That's the thing. I'm really good with people.
You're maxing out.
Dude, yeah, I'm maxed out on my Madden traits.
People person.
You're
people
running
person.
Like
I'm a people person.
You're running like a 4.240 on people skills.
Yeah, dude. No, you're the Tyreek Hill of talking to people. So the football reference, he's playing right now. So that's very fun. So you're great at talking to people. We got it. We figured that out.
I'm a cook, dude. I cook really well.
Cook well. Okay. It's a good skill.
I'm Hawaiian.
That's a passive.
It does get you in with the whites.
No, it's a passive skill.
That
passive
is the one skill. Thing. Like so many racist things are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like all like, oh, Mexicans, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But when you get to Hawaiians and whites, we're a shoo-in.
Like, no, dude, because
there's not a single. They're scared of Polynesians. But if you say Hawaiian, like Tongans and Samoans, they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
Whites are scared of them.
Wait, really? I just
they all
in,
have
I grew
one
up in a place where we didn't have any non-white people.
You didn't have any non-whites?
I mean, like we did, but like
where were you at?
Spokane, Washington.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. None.
No, see, yeah. here's the experience I've had because it's like growing up in Utah, I'm just used to being around Polynesian people.
Yeah.
I think everyone is. Everyone I know is like, I love Polynesian people, but Poly people are the best. And then when I lived in Portland, I would be like, oh yeah, you're like, people would try to like, be like, oh, you're from Utah. There's like no diversity there. I'm like, yeah, there is like Mexicans, like Polynesians, like what's that? And I'm like,
like what's that?
And I was like they're like Hawaiians. I'm like in like Samoa, Tonga.
They're like, what?
And I'm like, do you not know any Polynesian people? And they're like, no. And I'm like, what the fuck are you saying to me?
No, for real.
Do you watch the NFL?
Yeah. Like, do you know?
Dude, that's, yeah, dude.
And see, they have no, yeah. It's like, that, I guess
shout
it's.
Shout Tua.
Yeah, so I guess. Tua. Yeah, so I have to imagine.
It is a thing. When Polynesians aren't there, people have no idea. In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, I got called the N-word because they were like,
We don't know what to say.
They didn't know what to yell at me.
Was that your mission?
No, I was there working on a job, just doing stuff, and I went to Best Buy. And they're just like, this guy's like, you're the biggest I've ever seen. And I was like, what? That's badass, dude.
Hell yeah, I'll take it.
Strange coming from a white.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Strange coming from a white guy, but I'll take it. That's fun. Yeah. I like black people. I think they're the best.
That was crazy.
No, dude, that's the, so... We're talking about skills. That is skills. A skill, though. No, well,
being Polynesian gets you in. Just
being
like,
Polynesian
very
is
big
a skill.
It's a very big skill.
Yeah. I wish I could be Polynesian.
Because part of that skill for me is just I always want to know what you're up to. If there's any gathering I can show up to, or, you know, like, hey, let's, like, you know, just because it sounds, it's giving me more fun.
And white gatherings are frowned upon.
And is that their skills?
Well, they just inevitably turn lame.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
White gatherings always turn into like a. They got to have something else. Like, you see those, like, you go to a park and you see a Polynesian party and you're like, dude, that sounds fun. But you don't see, like, freaking games or hoop games. There's, like, maybe volleyball.
Yeah.
But most of the time they're just talking and laughing, dude. Hanging out and having fun. But if I go to, like a family reunion for, like, on my white side, it's like, okay, now we're going to play.
Oh, dude. I would go to my friend's
games.
Go to my friend's house and, like, his family's there and, like, we're playing board games and they... They would pull out there. They'd pull out these. They had this game called like Bang. It was like a card game. It was like, I don't know. Point is, they sit and tell me the rules for 10 minutes, and I look at them and go, I don't remember any of that, and I never do. It's happened multiple times. They try to explain the rules. I will not remember. let's just start playing, and we start to play, and I just play the game wrong, and they're getting like mad at me, and I'm like, I don't fucking care. Dude, yeah. And then it got to a point where like they wouldn't allow me to play games with them anymore. And that's the way to do it.
They're like, you'll learn by playing, and then you're like, it's hard.
And I'm like, and I hate this. I'm gonna play the way I want to play, and they're like, no, but you're not supposed to do that. I'm like, well, I'm gonna. And then
I do feel like they need devices to interact. Like there has to be an external activity.
Did you ever?
Yeah, like imprisoning people. You know, like
just arresting.
We need that's why all this shit's happening, because it's like they're like, dude, we fucking hate being around each other. What if we go and fuck up other countries? Dude, yeah. And you're like, hell yeah,
bro, let's do some shit, bro. Let's go out.
What should we get into, dude? How about you ever heard of Armenia? Let's go. You know, no, but like that is a very fair point. Yeah, because like I don't know, dude. It's then it's like you're like, okay, who are the fun white people to hang out with, like party wise? And you're like, gay people,
gays.
Yeah, like it's like it's always it's never like just yeah, like no, let's go hang out. It's like, oh, what do you do? Like, oh, I'm a middle manager at a Arby's. You're like, let's fucking party. It's like or they're like fully white trash. They have fun.
They got to play their role.
Yeah, like just normal middle of the road white people.
Dude, also, you've been around like a white family where they're like, they want to play a board game, but it's a funny board game.
Oh, apples to apples.
Dude. Yeah, yeah. And it's nothing out of control, funny. Dude. There's nothing funny about it.
Oh, no. I will.
Dude, that's the best. That's the best.
Oh.
That's exactly it. Every time I'm like, you guys want to play Jackbox games? I'm like, sweet. No.
Come please. On. It's so bad. It's so silly. Come on, let's play. Yeah, it's so.
It's just so crazy.
Yeah.
You love playing with James. James is so fun.
He's such a fun.
Such a quirky. If you ever played, we were busting up.
Yeah, he's got us on the floor. Dude, and I'm sipping on this Diet Coke and he's spitting it out of my mouth. You know, and I'll play like apples to apples, and it's like, and you'll see what the funny answer is like supposed to be or whatever, and I will put the exact opposite. I will just play the game wrong because it's like, because I'm having fun, because they always would be like, why did someone write this? And I'm like, It's more fun, dude. Now look, now we're talking about
it. It's the only card I have.
Starting a conversation. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, dude. It's I do hate those games because they just turn into
The Cards Against Humanity. Where like,
well, and there's also like an expectation when you're like when you do.
Comedy. I mean, I did go through a phase where I loved Cards Against Humanity.
I've had fun playing it, but like it is a point.
Never played it, dude. Have
to
read in it.
It's like edgy apples to apples.
Yeah,
never played either. I try to avoid any games that require reading.
Well,
because of the whole.
So this is also this is part of your social tactics where you start spreading rumors and shitting on things that you don't want the light to turn back on you.
Yeah, like, dude, all these, dude. Like, fuck this shit, dude. It's fucking stupid. Why don't we just talk with our words without reading?
Why don't we just say aloha?
That's how we get around it. I did used to like get like a little nervous going to like dates in college were the worst for that because it was always like, we're going to get together. We're going to have fun. We're going to just go out. We're going to go to a family night. We're going to hang out. And then we're all going to read scriptures to each other.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's like, goddamn.
Dude, I can't come.
I have to leave.
I got the new edition of Leah Hona. Let's just all bust it out.
We've
got
to do that. Or they want to play a board game that requires reading. And I can't. I still like.
Could you handle Monopoly?
I could do Monopoly.
Monopoly is fun.
But there was a time when I couldn't. Like, because I graduated high school, I still didn't really know how to read very well because you kind of have to learn it your whole life to like get good at it.
That's why you should start early, you know?
That's why you should start early, like maybe when you're a kid.
Or maybe whatever. When you're like a little baby.
But so it still would make me nervous to go like have to read at like a party.
You're like,
or
go to jail.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's when I know.
Yeah.
But no, but yeah, that, I get it. It's like how about we play like Twister?
You know, like, trying to like keep it away from.
Yeah,
I hate that, dude. The worst is having to pass in like a meeting when they're like, "Hey, do you want to read the next slide, David?" I'm like, "I pass."
You got my dad died. Like, oh, okay.
My dad died. I feel sad.
Sad. Also, he didn't teach you how to read, but they just say it really fast, and so you're like, "I told you guys."
It kind of makes. Yeah. That's part of it. That's one of my skills is.
My dad died. He loved
Monopoly. So one of your skills is like switching the
kind of turning it back on them. Like if I pass in like a reading situation, like I'll pass. Thanks, Mike. I don't want to read this next slide. I'll pass.
So like,
and then Mike feels uncomfortable because he's like, shoot, is the slide not good?
No. Or dude, you're just fully. They think, like, dude, this guy's a fucking alpha right now.
These guys are fucking.
Okay. He just stands up for himself.
Nobody tells me what to do, Mike.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Dude, it's almost kind of like you're almost kind of gaslighting people as well, which is very fun.
Okay.
That's so a good skill too. So we could say that skill is gaslighting.
That's a good skill. It's a power skill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To like excuse yourself from a conversation. Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on from the skills and let's get to job history.
Yeah. So what was your first job?
First job ever was working at, it's called the Poolside Restaurant.
Hell yeah.
The Chalet.
Or was it?
Riverside Country Club right here in Provo.
Oh, wait.
Bougie, dude.
Bougie
and booby.
Up
dude.
The, I kind of by like, it's not far from BYU.
Yeah, it's like
right. Okay, no, I grew up right over there.
Yeah.
Riverside. So, yeah.
The Riverside Country Club. It's like kind of gated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Super nice.
I used to sneak in there. I mean, my friends like tear up like the golf course.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Wait, so you worked at the restaurant?
So I worked at the Poolside Restaurant, which was called the Chalet. It was just like a burgers and fries joint. We sold like candy and ice cream, like deli sandwiches, and then burgers, fries, and chicken fingers, and like a soda fountain too.
Yep.
And hot dogs.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Got to keep the kids happy.
Yeah, damn. It was good, dude. That was a great first gig as a job person. Mm-hmm. I started working when I was way young. I was 14 when I started working because I was loving it. I wanted money so bad. I was like, I'm going to start working. So I started working there, and it was serving like food to like rich folks that were just in like bathing suits. And I swear the window was set up to like perv out over, because the girls and the guys, if you're into that, the girls and the guys would have to climb upstairs to bend down into the window to order. So like they would be fully like bent at a 90 degree angle to order stuff in their bathing suits and stuff.
That's a crazy design. Dude,
it was, I thought of that when I was a kid. I was like, when I was 14, I was like, dude, why do they put this staircase here? People can come up and just order. And they're like, no, it's for when kids want to come up and order.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just ended up being like rich ladies with like fake boobs bending over into the window. And just the manager just like, and then what else do you want? Oh, you want a hot dog?
Yeah.
You want a big hot dog? Like, so.
We don't have that.
So pervy, dude. Yeah. It was very much. Oh,
my God, dude.
Dude, jeez. It was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I benefited off of the other guy's pervy. I would never set that up.
Definitely saw some people from my ward.
I saw some people from my ward up there. Yeah. Some people. Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
And working next to the lifeguards, that was so fun, dude. Just every summer, because it was all like high school aged like lifeguards, and the kids that would work in the Chalet with me. I was one of the only people that worked in there that wasn't a member's kid. So like, I wasn't a rich kid. And they would just like ask me about my life, and they're like, what, you share a bedroom with six other people? What? It's like, oh my God. Tell your mom to buy you a car.
Are you in the military?
Yeah.
Like, are you in a military barracks?
Is that a barracks?
Yeah.
You grew up in a barracks, basically?
What? Oh, my God.
Because they all had, like, cars and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Drove to work and...
No. I mean, I grew up around all those kids.
Yeah.
Because, I grew up with some money. Not as much money as, like, those guys. But, like, I knew all those kind of kids who'd go there.
Yeah.
And, like,
some of them had golf carts.
Oh, yeah.
To come to work. They'd come and drive and park their golf car outside of work. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah, they turn 16. All of a sudden, it's like brand new Mercedes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was wild, dude. It was fun, though.
What was like your first car?
My first car, family car, or the one that I bought and paid for?
Let's go both.
Yeah.
Okay, my first family car that like my dad was
you could drive.
This is your car. Because with poor families, like when they get to a point that like their kids need to start going places, it's like easier for them to be like, okay, you can have this beater car to go do your jobs, because I've got three jobs, you've got a job, and you've got a job. So yeah, you drive a crazy
car. We bought this car for $800.
That was my family.
Yeah. You drive your brothers and sisters around and stuff. Like the oldest one gets the car. They have to start being the mom. And
my first
car
was 1990 Chevy Astro.
Dude, cool.
Tinted windows.
Dude, cool.
Is that like the 12 passenger van?
It looks like it should be, but it was only 8.
Okay, but I know the one you talk about. Yeah, it's like a box.
Yeah, it was like a box. And like, remember the craziest thing, like me and like all the Mormon kids at my high school, there weren't a lot in Spokane. So like there was like a Mormon clique of like all 15 of us.
Dude,
we all believe.
And then like, I remember we all went to like the Harry Potter premiere in my in van. Your
car. And we're like, yeah. This is so crazy.
Dude, you're the minivan.
We got Denny's at 3 a.m.
I did that with my, I was very social as well in high school. Like, all I was friends with all different kind of like groups. And I went and saw the Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 2 at 3 in the morning. That's when ours started.
Dude, cool.
And hopped in my Asian friend's minivan. It's just me and just like my Asian friends. And we all just like, and he's like, I don't know. Like, he like nailed a curb on the way there. And we're like, whoa. But anyways, very fun times.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, high schoolers driving cars around.
Yeah.
So always, dangerous.
Always good.
So dangerous, but always so fun.
But they need to learn.
And when it's not your car and they like, they hit a curb and destroy their axle. Or just, like,
that's what my friend literally did that. My friend,
oh shit, like, dude, I'm calling.
Slid on ice, bent his wheels to the side, and I was like, "All right, well, it's not my car." And I just like walked to my friend's house.
My friend had a cabriolet that like you could take the top off, and we thought we were the shit. It's like the ugliest, smallest car. We were driving through a parking lot, and he's like going so fast. But he just didn't see the like islands and stuff that are in the middle of the parking lot, and just destroyed the bottom half of his car. And we called like other people to come pick me and my friend up and just left him there.
Like, oh, it's the best. Right, you're like, well,
did you broke your car?
I don't want to watch your dad get mad. Yeah, so I'm going to leave.
Dude, someone's getting like stretched off for something. Oh, Tua again.
There Tua. Goes the season. Anyways, Tua's get out.
Nah, dude.
No,
he is out.
Dude, Pong.
See his head bounce.
Dude,
he's got a thick neck, dude. Polynesian.
First car to my family.
We got Wolverine next, dude. Our Polynesian next, dude. He's good.
So, dude, like, when we had, like, my family, we had, like, some, I'm trying to remember. It's like, we had, like, so growing up, like, we had some money. And, like, my older sister, like, she had a car. She had, I can't remember what kind of car. It might have been, like, a Mini Cooper or something. And then my brother and my dad was like, nope. And so my brother was had like, we would just ride his bike. And then by the time I got more high school age, 2008 it happened, and my parents like lost like all their money.
Oh,
and
shit.
So like it was like a facade. Like we're still living in this house, like this like big house, but there's like no money.
There's
and
nothing
like,
inside
and
of it.
So like I was like I would like have to like my dad had this like he had like they still had this Audi. And I would take it at night when he would take Ambien and like pass out. So I would like take it at night and I drive away. But then my sister crashed that car. And then my dad started getting salvage title vehicles, like cars that had been in crashed as, and then like someone would repair it. So we had like this like Acura MDX that like definitely rolled. And like no one had said anything.
It like turns if you turn the volume, it turns the car.
Well, no, it would like be like the turning radius was like nothing. And like we went through a car wash in it, and like it starts like leaking. Like we're all like to plug like certain parts of the car. But I never had a car in high school. I'd have to like take my parents sometimes. My friend had a minivan, so that was my main thing.
So you were my parents were poor, but we had. There was a gap. That was like the biggest thing is like my siblings were all above me and I was an accident kid. So I was like, like 4 years younger than everybody. And so they were all like moved on. And I was a Forester, like a Nissan Forester before they had the Forester.
Subaru?
So it was like, or
the Subaru.
No, it was a Nissan. It was like a white Nissan pickup.
It's Frontier?
It was before the Frontier, but just like the little. The little white one.
Just like just like a tiny little Nissan truck.
Nissan truck. And that was so fun because I put people in the back and we would drive around and nearly
he's the best.
Get them dead.
Oh, yeah, dude. My friend had a 1994 Plymouth Voyager.
Yeah, dude.
And like, I mean, like, it was like, there was like nothing. There was no like side panels on the inside of the car. Yeah. Just like.
Yeah, it was like that. Yeah. The side panel would fall out. And like, I was so into like tricking out cars. I wanted to like have a dope car.
So dude, we're going to put like, NOS in this.
Yeah, dude, yeah, exactly. That's like everyone in high school is like NOS. About that. See, like, dude, put in a tape deck. Put in a dope tape deck. This thing's got a CD player.
Woo.
Bluetooth wasn't even a thing. And
yeah.
I remember replacing the speakers in the like side of it all the time. That was a fun car, dude. Driving everyone around, go camping in it a lot.
It's awesome.
Hang out. I set it up. I tried to make it into like a shag wagon, dude. There was a topper on the back. And so I put like cushions and like stuff like that. And I kept trying to get girls to like go in there with me. And I would just like open it up and like just freaking old curtains and like old cushions and stuff, and they're like, no, dude, I'm not going in there.
That's pretty cool. That's like, what if we went in there? What would happen?
I'm like, dude, we can go in here.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's like totally super comfortable, yeah, and like we could just like hang out, you know.
So annoying. I can't believe my parents let me do that.
Yeah, you like
trying to set up like a mattress.
You like Glenn Beck? We could listen to it in there.
We could go in there.
No,
you can climb through the window.
Dude, so cool.
Climb through the back window. No, but no one ever wanted to go in there, dude, except for me and my friends.
So your first job.
That was first car that I got.
First and car. First
the
job.
First car that I bought
was
$50, and it was like a big Chevy Impala.
Hell yeah.
And it got like such bad gas mileage, but we'd just drive it to go get drinks, and then we'd hit shopping carts behind the Macy's with it.
It's kind of fun to have an absolute beater. They're like, nothing matters.
I was too reckless with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I remember someone pointed out, like, would you rather have car payment on a new car or a piece of shit that's paid off?
Yeah, dude.
And the guy said that. His name is Cletus McFarland, and he's got a fun YouTube channel. Okay, so we're getting near the end. We only got...
Yeah, let's go personal attributes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we already kind of covered some of
this. We kind of got that, but I think there's...
Skills. There's skills.
More fun questions like... Okay. What's the last movie you've seen that
I got
made
tits,
you cry?
Dude. Last movie that made me cry? Dude, so when you're older, it's harder to cry. Like as you grow up, it gets harder. And so when you're feeling it, you got to go. Like you got to cry it out. So the last movie that made me cry just happened to like when I was flying home from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it was not
This was on the plane.
This was on the plane.
Just crying.
Just crying on the plane. The lady next to me is like, "You all right?" I was
like, "Dude, the cinematography.
This is a good movie. It was holes, dude.
Oh, yeah. I love holes.
The best movie.
You got to start digging them holes.
Dude, yeah. The best movie at the end when it's like everything starts working out.
Oh, I cry at holes, dude.
Dude, he's not leaving without Hector. He's like,
yeah.
I'm not leaving, dude. He's got to go and freaking starts raining. And so I started feeling I was crying like a little bit. I was like, oh my God. Dude, mm-hmm. I remember this movie. I remember caring about this movie so much. So then I was like feeling like crying. So I hurried and switched to Angels in the Outfield and watched the last bit of that, dude. That
what a cry, transition.
Dude. Freaking Angels Donald Glover just like freaking adopting the shit out of those kids, dude. Piece of shit dad leaving his kids in a foster home. Piece of shit dad.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Glover, the head coach of the Angels, dude.
Dude,
freaking team manager of the Angel comes to drop the shit out of those
Childish
kids.
Gambino,
dude. Yes, I don't know. Danny Glover. Goddamn, I got the name wrong. I'm like Donald Glover, dude.
Yeah. Donald Glover.
That sounds like a reference.
This is
Angels in the Outfield. So good, it makes you cry because at the end he's like goes in. Danny Glover.
Yeah.
He's like gonna adopt him. It's the best. Dude. And he's like, I can't leave. Can't leave JP. Can't leave JP.
Dude.
And he's like, no, 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 JP's coming too. He's coming too. Freaking dude, JP's like, I heard that.
I heard that. Dude.
It made me sob on the plane.
Just I like that. Dude, I'm fully with that.
I like those picks.
Yeah, dude. I had to tell the lady. It was kind of a bit. I was like, thought it was funny. She was like, you okay? And I was like, dude, Angels in the Outfield, dude. Makes me cry every time.
I tried.
Like,
oh. That's Is that about hockey? I cried like a week ago watching Brave.
Brave?
Yeah. That,
I haven't seen Brave.
Pixar movie. Oh, yeah. I used to sob watching it on my mission because I would watch it at nighttime when my companion was asleep. And I would be like, and it was like, do you want to change our fate? And I was like, I really do. I really do. Merda. I really want to leave this place.
That's where the mom turns into a bear, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that movie makes
me cry. I got to watch it. I think I watched it like I don't think I've ever watched that.
Did you watch it? It's good, fun.
Yeah,
Pixar.
I didn't see that.
When was the last time you cried?
Behind on Pixar.
He doesn't
movies.
Cry a lot.
No.
Unless it's like sports.
He's so blocked up, dude.
He's very blocked.
Oh, I got problems.
We've talked about this.
Dude, all that ADHD just took your empathy right out of your brain.
Oh yeah, dude. I remember
that freaking Adderall just burned it out.
I remember in high school thinking it was weird when I was on Adderall. I was like, I don't feel happy. I don't feel sad. I don't feel any. I remember like I made my Facebook status because this is when people just post the most random
yeah,
status. Remember that? Like, yeah, and then you get like a throwback. Like Facebook's like, remember this thing you posted in 2009? And you're like, geez. And like, I got a reminder. It was like one time I posted, I was like, I am emotionless. I was like, how was I not on a watch list? Like, oh, immediately.
Dude,
I am emotionless.
Like, dude. I was like,
that's sad, dude.
Dude, I'm just high on Adderall, just typing. Guys, I don't feel anything. Like, I feel
someone
nothing.
Help.
No, but yeah, I didn't feel like I didn't feel happy. I didn't feel sad. But it's weird, like, not feeling, at least I wasn't sad. I don't know.
Dude, it's there, dude.
That's a great way to, at least I wasn't sad, but I wasn't anything.
Yeah, it, yeah, it was nothing.
I just didn't exist. I just constantly feel like I don't exist.
Yeah.
No, and I came from a family like wasn't very like we didn't show our love. And so like when
sad.
So yeah. Like when I left on my mission, my dad hugged me for like probably the first time. And I remember he hugged me and gave me a kiss on the cheek and he had like tears running down his face. And I would just froze up. And then I went through TSA and I was like, man, my dad's a homo. Like, that's all I could think the whole time.
Dude. And then, and that's why your dad was crying. He's like, I raised him well. Yeah.
Dude, I hugged him crying and he didn't cry back. At least he's not gay.
Yeah, he's not. I have a gay son, dude.
That's insane, dude.
No, yeah. So no, there's issues in my family.
Dad's such a homo, dude. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of shit where we had a podcast where it was supposed to be about like someone else and we just shifted to just talking about Drew. We're like, you should like crying is like you shouldn't go 4 years without crying.
And it's not like I've never like I'm not like I don't get the urge to cry. No, like I do, but then I'm like, fuck it, just and then so like I can say what movies like made me, and this is the same thing I've said every time, but the movie that's made me close to cry recently has been Marley and Me. And then, like, I'll have like
Marley and Me, the one with the dog.
Yeah.
And Owen Wilson.
Yeah. When they put the dog down, and then I'm just holding my little dog, and I was like, dude, I'll love you forever, man.
But you still don't release.
No, I still don't.
Don't release.
Just like, I just like,
and it's the most like easily also, cryable movie.
I do like the most like maniacal thing. If I feel like I'm about to cry, I start laughing.
God.
So like the dog's dying, and I'm just like. And then Amanda's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like,
dude,
I'm about to feel it. That's insane, dude.
Once again, I mean, maybe you shouldn't have learned how to read or something. Like,
yeah, dude.
Because what you would have learned how to read is your emotions.
Yeah.
If you're not learning all these bullshit letters.
That would have helped a lot.
There's something wrong with you. You're alone.
Yeah. There's nothing inside that heart of yours.
You don't belong anywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody else has feelings. You don't. You don't belong anywhere.
Yeah, you exist. Damn, you exist in a you exist in a space occupied by no one.
Shit.
Yeah. But anyways, don't worry.
Anywho, so
it's school shootery.
Yeah, but he didn't act on it.
Yeah,
you didn't act on it.
You didn't act on it.
Yeah,
you can be a school shooter, just don't act on it.
Just don't act on it. That's the thing.
I'm still going to the school.
Everybody's out here complaining about like not being able to act on it.
It's okay for a school shooter.
There's sometimes it's good that you have somebody who doesn't act on it.
Exactly.
You don't. All this free love out there.
No, you are not your thoughts.
My dad comes.
You are not your emotions.
My dad comes to my room and like finds a map of the school and I'm like, you think I wanted to be born like this?
Yeah.
Like,
I knew. I shouldn't have shown like, you fucking. I should have been listening to Marilyn Manson.
I shouldn't have hugged you when you went on your mission. God.
So anywho,
dude, that's rough, dude. You gotta. You need a release, dude.
Dude.
Oh,
crying feels.
Tua's got a concussion.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
Anyways.
I got to tell Amy, I think he's on her.
When's
he's on her fantasy, bro.
Yep.
When's the last time you said the N-word?
Me? Dude, just at the beginning of this podcast, I just did it under my breath, dude.
Oh,
I felt that.
I think that's why I felt.
In case any of my brothers.
That's why I felt the spirit. Okay.
My brothers. I said it for my brothers.
Brothers out there.
My brothers.
What's me and Mo better. Let's go.
It's for all my rock cover brothers.
Rock cover.
I'm going to rock out my brothers.
So one of the final questions we asked.
Wait, when's the last time I said the N-word? Probably on my mission when I was in my mission in Detroit.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Just chilling with the homies. Dude. They love it. I'm just chilling. I was part of them, dude. I was part of the crew.
Well, yeah, of course. They don't look at you and you're like, he's a white guy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no, dude.
Just chilling, dude.
Just vibing, dude. Shout out to the Lions.
It was fun, dude. It was probably more recent than that.
Definitely was.
But we kind of get a pass. Polynesians get a pass.
Yeah, no.
No one has ever, I've never seen the like the people raising the flag of like, we got to stop Samoans from saying the N-word. That's never been said.
Dude. And any like indentured work that Polynesians had to do, we just outsourced it quick. We were like, dude, I'm not picking pineapples. That sucks. Mm-hmm. Let's get some Asians. Let's get some
Filipinos.
Yeah. Let's get the Filipinos out here, dude. Mm-hmm. Dude. They're just like smaller than us. They fit through the rows, dude. Let's get those guys.
My wife went to high school in Korea, and she was like, "Yeah, Filipinos are like the Mexicans of Asia. Like they just
they literally you can't like they like the Spanish went there. It's like they have like Ramirez last names. Like,
yeah.
Like they like it's like that's the whole joke with Filipinos. Like you can't tell if they're Filipino or Mexican.
It's so funny.
I'm part Filipino too.
Yeah, me too.
This is a mixing pot. You are?
Yeah, totally.
Dude, no wonder your family lost all their money, dude.
Dude. So it's what we're all about. So final question we have to ask. Well, we have to ask
one thing. We got people emailing into the podcast.
Oh, I forgot about this. Apparently, this is a new thing. Someone
has anybody emailed in?
Someone emailed in
about me.
No. We're getting people to share like either at questions they want us to ask the guest or share a crazy work story.
Dude, fun. How many people have done this?
Only two. Yeah.
Start kicking it off.
That's good, dude.
So I'll read the first one. Okay. The listener wrote, "Hey, so I used to work at this tiny bakery where our boss was convinced she was the next big thing in cake decorating. She'd spend all day making these insane multi-tiered masterpieces while neglecting to pay us or order actual ingredients. But the real kicker was when she tried to pass off store-bought donuts as her own. When she tried to pass off store-bought donuts as her own creations, like she'd buy them in bulk from Costco and then sell them to hipsters for $5 each, claiming they were artisan and small batch.
Oh my gosh.
And if you'd question her, she'd just say you were stifling her creativity or jealous of her genius. It was like working with a pastry-fueled cult because all the other employees would endlessly praise her. Needless to say, the whole operation went up in flames. I thought this would be fun to share."
Crazy. That's awesome.
Oh, shout out to that boss, dude. Yeah. She's just making money.
Just buying. She's out there
doing whatever. No,
she's doing what you did, which is learning and understanding the pattern, saying there's a lot of dumbasses out here. If I just say it's artisan, they'll be like, yeah, dude, of course it is. Just
manipulate it.
Turn a profit.
Flip the story.
Mm-hmm. Make it better.
Be like, I'm trying to provide mm-hmm. an arts. It's a concept experience about what we eat in America. The like food that's given to American children mm-hmm. is appalling. So I'm going to mark it up, buy it from Costco, turn around, and sell that.
Because I'm saying like, you shouldn't have this all the time. Okay. This is a treat.
It's their fault for complaining about getting paid instead of seeing cool cakes all day.
Yeah. Dude, don't question the genius.
I wonder if they walked in every day and they're like, is this cake? Like,
yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Is this
a cake show?
No, that's my pussy.
I feel like practical restaurant owners are the best. The ones that are just like, you know, you open your doors and you just try to put good food on a plate.
Yeah.
Like they say it just like that's like what they do. Those are the best restaurants. Oh. But people who are trying to create like a life experience, like
No, she's like, it's not donuts, it's a lifestyle brand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just stupid. And so she probably just like, you know.
So shout out to the listener,
the baker,
and for our final question, we have to ask this question:
have you guys ever baked in a job?
No.
I was an Einstein's bagel baker. I made bagels.
Don't you boil bagels? Bagels?
You have to boil them first, but Einstein's would boil them at like a factory, send them to us frozen. We just thaw them out and let them rise.
Oh, really?
It's all a lie.
So it's all a lie, dude.
Well,
that's last time I go to Einstein.
Yeah, dude, don't go there.
No, dude, I'm starting to see the genius,
dude.
Starting to see what that got that email.
They basically
was saying.
Get them from Costco and freaking mark them up $5.
It's all I, yeah, dude.
Wait, what's your last question?
Final question: if there was a country, any country on the earth that you would want to nuke, which would it be?
Oh, dude, I was already getting one queued up. I didn't know it was gonna end the question that way. I was thinking Zimbabwe, but then you ended it with nuke 'em.
Yeah.
No, dude. Russia, dude.
Russia. Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Because they got some. I like fairness. They've got some to nuke us back if they need to.
Oh, so you're right. It's a fair box.
So
let's start this like 9-minute thing. I watched a video about like what would happen if like a nuke popped off.
Yeah.
Somewhere. If like a nuclear war started, it'd be like 9 minutes and like 90% of the population of the earth.
Oh, yeah. Dead. Everything shuts down.
We literally have a world self-destruct button. We just like 20 people to click the same button and just like, it's over.
Yep. And then, dude, you ever seen the show Fallout?
Yeah.
And that begins. Yeah.
Dude, you know, Owen
Benjamin. I'm not trying to survive that, dude.
I do know who Owen Benjamin is. Dude, yeah.
That guy is out in the woods, like, live streaming.
Dude,
like,
Russia's dope, though.
He's like, nukes don't even exist. It's government conspiracy.
Doesn't, dude.
So, that's one of those conspiracies I hope the crazy guy's right. Because
that would be nice.
It would be pretty nice if nukes aren't actually real and they've just been lying to us about them.
You know what? I have to say, I don't know. Has anyone said Russia before?
I don't know.
I don't know if anyone said Russia before.
Dude, you guys freaking love Russia. That's why.
Yeah, dude. I'm always talking about
it. It's because I want a fair fight, dude.
Yeah. All right.
If we're gonna nuke somebody, I want a fair fight.
I think
somebody
we've had
can
people
punch
say
back.
Ukraine.
We've had more people try to say America.
Yeah, we get like what? That like, yeah. Every time.
And we'll have to be like, you can't say America.
Don't nuke America.
That's a cop out. It's a cop out.
Dude, like, you can't nuke
America.
Also,
we are cool. Like,
if you nuke America, it means you nuke Hawaii.
Yeah, dude. Oh. Don't.
Hello, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No ha.
No ha.
Yeah. I know, huh?
I know, nuke.
So,
would we rock hire David? Rock.
Yeah, so to finish up, would we hire you?
I think, you know, I might think this might be our best hire since Jake Christensen.
Dude, hell yeah.
This is a big.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the position I think we'd want you to have at our office, first off, you know, just general, like, you know, greeter, say hi to everyone, make everyone feel good. And then, you know, we throw you in it, but where we have you to say hi to everyone is all the girls have to walk up a step, you know, and you're down in a pit, you're down in a pit, and then you're like, hey, aloha, and then you know, and just like, and they don't know, you know, because how could they know,
dude? They're up to it again. Uh-huh. They're still up to it, dude. I do a lot of Zoom calls.
Mm-hmm.
The perverts are still up to it, dude. They freaking mount the camera at the top, trying to see down.
And that you always are saying, oh, you did that on purpose.
Yeah,
and
she's like,
I'm fully covered up.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, come on.
I know what they're up
girls
to.
In a girl's in a burka, and you're like, come on.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
She's playing hard again.
When you're parking cars, do you try harder if it's a hot lady?
It depends. I mean, yeah, you want everyone to like me, so yeah. But I'll definitely can finagle them.
Who tips better, men or women?
Ooh, I don't know. It's honestly, it really depends. There's people you think would tip you and they don't. And there's people that you think are mad at you that give you $20. So like, it's really, it's not really like a, I don't know. Depends. But so this is like, the dude today gave me $50.
That's nice.
Oh my gosh.
Because I got
how much money you make every day?
We'll have to get into that, dude. this is not about where I work. This is about where you're going to work.
I'm in. I'm hired.
Okay. You're in.
Hell yeah.
Well,
I told you I care too much, and I'm always, I wish I could not be, but I have to be on time or else I'll kill myself.
Yeah, no, dude. It's kind of a dumbass attitude, but
I have to be,
we'll make it work.
You know,
we'll make it work, dude.
Yeah, no, we can overlook that.
Yeah. It's a big problem, but
just don't overlook.
I'll kill myself if I don't get to work on time.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
so if I'm not here on time, you know, I'm dead somewhere hungless.
Yep.
You know, I'm dead in my garage somewhere.
Dude, we'll take that as your resignation. So anyways, that's
call the police.
You have anything else you want to say, Drew?
No, I think that's it. Let's wrap it up right there.
Dude, so I'm on par with Jake Christensen as a hire?
Yeah, dude.
Put us in the same department, dude. I love Jake.
Jake was like an open book.
She was almost telling us too much stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like, whoa, dude, shit. You might want to. He was like talking about getting drunk at work. And,
it's like at his current job.
His current job.
At his current job.
Yeah. And he's like,
oh, dude, he's great.
I tripped on mushrooms at work. And we're like,
no, dude, he's good. He's good at his job. So he'll be fine.
Yeah, no.
That's the thing. Is if you're a white dude and you're moderately good at your job, you're never getting fired, dude.
No, dude.
Dude.
That's why that was so funny to see all these. Never mind. Let's end it. We got to stop. We got to get out of here.
Yeah,
we got to move
on.
Gotta go.
New Geico commercial.